Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There's nothing more powerful than your faith. Your beliefs activate God's power. Faith at its core is deep-rooted in the expectation of good things to come. It goes beyond hope. True faith keeps an expectant heart. That means trusting God, no matter what the circumstances may look like. The Christian life is a life of faith in God's grace. The more of His grace we receive, the more faith springs forth. Faith in God's character and promises motivates us to trust, love, and obey Him. Faith causes us to act on what we haven't experienced yet, to believe promises in the Bible that haven't been fulfilled yet, and to trust God when our situations haven't changed yet. Without faith, we simply cannot please God. In today's message titled, Faith is Very Important to God, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to build your faith in God and trust Him in everything. Let's join in.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, He constantly commented on faith. He looked at people and evaluated them in many cases by their faith or their lack of faith, because faith is very important to God. We as humans don't think about these things. We talk about people and we normally say, "You look good." We comment about if you have lost weight or gained weight, or "I like your hair," or "your clothes." And that's okay to compliment people. But we don't see one place in Scripture where Jesus referenced people's looks. There are two kinds of faith that amazed Jesus: great faith and little faith, and sometimes no faith at all. He talked about their faith. He would say, "You have little faith," or "great faith," or "your faith made you whole." He used those terms constantly because God cannot do any more for you than your faith. I'm telling you, God cannot do any more for you than you believe. God cannot do any more for you than the trust you put in Him. So faith is so important to God. For example, when Jesus heard it, He marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." That's recorded in Matthew 8:10. Now, another scripture that I want to read to you from Matthew 15:28 says, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire, or according to your faith.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." Matthew 15:28. "And He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Again, this is Mark chapter 5, verse 34. I'm talking about how important faith is to God. Jesus commented on people's faith. He complimented them. There were times when Jesus marveled at the little faith of His disciples, but He said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. So you see, faith is so important to God, my friend. Exercise your faith. Operate in faith, and that will please God. If there is any day in our lives or any time in our lives where faith was so important, it's today. I'm telling you. If you want to be happy with all the madness going on in the world, then you just need to learn to walk by faith, because it's available. It doesn't matter what is happening around the world. It won't affect you when you have faith in God. God put you on this earth with your destiny intact. It's so important. So don't be distracted by the negativity out there. Anything you need can be found in God. Have faith in the one who knows tomorrow, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. He holds your future. Don't be afraid. Your destiny is intact. Just trust in him. So we can laugh, we can love, we can live the life that God has for us, no matter what happened. Don't believe the lie that because things have gone the way they have in our country, in the economy, in the world situation, that now you cannot be who God wanted you to be. Or you will never do what could have been done in a different time. That's just not true. It's the lie of the enemy. We possess our destiny by faith. Yes, there is war in Ukraine. We have a high cost of living. Getting on the property ladder is so difficult. But these factors can never affect the destiny of a child of God. That's what the word of God says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Your destiny is intact. It does not matter the circumstances or things happening around you and around the world. Just have faith in the living God. Hallelujah. Our focus must be on God and not to live independent lives. The Bible says in Jeremiah 10 verse 23 that, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their lives. It is not for them to direct their steps. Do not rely on yourself. Don't be a self-centered individual. Just live for God. Your faith will enable you to accomplish whatever God created you to be and to do on this earth. Therefore, you can protect your destiny by how much faith you have in God. Your destiny depends on your obedience to the will and plan of God for your life. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen, which is what I call bad news, is all around us. Things that are seen are bad news around us. It's pumped into our life 24/7 from every device we have. Any time you spend on these devices listening to or watching negative things, lies and exaggeration, know that you are listening to the devil. You are listening to the enemy of your soul. But there is good news out there. The programs on God's channel on TV is called Good News because the gospel is being preached. There is good news in the world. It just doesn't get as much coverage. It just doesn't get as much attention. But there are lots of good news going around. And the good news is so good that the bad news doesn't matter. The good news can overcome and overrun all these negative things. Darkness cannot comprehend the light. The good news is so powerful, it's going to outlast the bad news. It's going to outlive the fake news. In fact, when the good news is fully manifested on earth, there will not be any bad news left. Hallelujah. We know God's promises and accept them by faith. So faith is so important to God, my friend. It's so important to understand that faith pleases God. It honors God and is important to God. He wants to interact with us in faith. And because of this, we need to be strong in faith and we can be. That's the good news I want you to know, that you can be of strong faith. It's up to you, my friend. It's very important to know that since we were saved by faith, faith is something every person can exercise. Most of the things God has provided can only be accessed through faith. God will not act against your will if you won't receive him. For example, the very common scripture we all know, that he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. That's John chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. And we have also, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And that's John chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. So we can only receive what God has provided through faith. And God has made that provision for us. If you were only saved by finances or intelligence or wisdom, then it would leave many people out. If there was a certain level of wisdom you had to attain to be saved, then the rest of us would be lost. That's why God gave you faith in the first place for you to be saved. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 that, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So you've been given a gift of faith in the first place for you to receive Christ. And so you have to use that faith as an ongoing process in your life. You can only get what you believe for, including even what God has provided. So don't look at other people and think God loves them more than you. That's why they are successful. Ask in faith. Receive whatever He's got for you in faith. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verses 5 and 8 that doubters will never receive anything from God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But look at verse 6. It says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his way." So you see, Bible is saying that if you are doubting and not operating in faith, then do not think you will receive anything from God. Do not think so. If your faith is just up and down, it's just unstable. Should I go or should I come? Is it going to happen or not? Is it back and forth? Then you are not going to receive anything from God. That's what the Bible is saying. Faith is so important to God. You cannot please Him without faith. So my friend, the first thing you need to do to operate in faith is to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, because He has provided salvation for you. He came to wash your sins away. And from then on, you continue with the faith that He gives you. If God has put faith in your heart right now and you want to receive Him, then you can do so. And you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.